WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees have named an interim district president covering all its campuses. Dr. Ana Guzman has been president of community colleges in San Antonio and most recently Santa Fe, New Mexico. Trustees President Douglas Bohart says the unanimous vote followed interviews with three finalists.
And was based upon Dr. Guzman's experience as a leader for community colleges experiencing strong growth enrollment such as Blinn has had, as well as the feedback we received from public forums held on our campuses with her a week or so ago.
Dr. Guzman, who is also a former vice chancellor for the Texas A&M system, will start around January 15th. Bohart says the interim will not be a candidate for district president on a permanent basis. Next year's College Station school district calendar will repeat the format used this year. After that, will be more input in the process used by the College Station school board. That follows a lengthy discussion at a recent workshop. Carol Barrett suggested changing the date of the annual survey, which has been in November.
Well, and I think it's interesting that the voting takes place like right before Thanksgiving when people are tired. Okay, and then they're going to go, that's on their mind. If you took this vote in May, I wonder what they would say then, because you know, that's when I work with kids a lot, is in May and June, and the kids in College Station are like, woohoo, we're out, and Brian's not.
Next year's CSISD calendar was supported by 61% of parents, but by less than 40% of teachers, other district employees, and other community members. The fifth arrest of a College Station man since April accuses him of murder. 19-year-old Terrence Johnson Jr. was arrested Friday following an indictment by a Brazos County grand jury. Johnson is charged with shooting DeTorian Peterson during a burglary or robbery at Peterson's home in Bryan October 22nd. The initial police report indicated three suspects. Authorities have not disclosed if additional arrests will be made. It's not a happy holiday season for about four dozen burglary victims in the Twin Cities. Bryan police continue to count up the losses from 38 storage units hit last Thursday at the A&B complex. Locks were cut to gain access. On Saturday, College Station police received 9 burglary reports from various locations. 6 vehicles and 3 homes were hit. More restrooms are coming to Wolfpen Creek Park. The College Station City Council approved spending $242,000 for what Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says is a larger version of what's located at the skateboard park.
This particular restroom is a pre-manufactured style restroom built to heavy-duty standards that we require in our park facilities.
The unit going into Wolfpen Creek Park will be located near the Arts Center. It will have 3 men's and 3 women's stalls and will be open year-round. A pair of traffic advisories includes one in Bryan, where Villa Maria is down to one lane by Blinn College due to installing new traffic signals and rebuilding the intersection at Joseph. And the freeway will be closed again tonight at the Rock Prairie Road exit from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. to install signs on the new bridge. WTAW News Time is 7:08. This look at news. Oh, it's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.com. Express yourself with Zwornemann Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
7:09, almost 7:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness today. There may be a couple of showers. Temperatures only 50 to 55 through the afternoon. Turning partly cloudy overnight, lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine develops. Highs will make their way up to about 50 to 55. A clear and cold Christmas Eve in the forecast for the region. Lows will be near 35. Christmas Day will be sunny and bright, with temperatures very close to 60 during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. Coming up in sports, going to be talking about Navasota Rattlers won the state title, 4A Division I state title, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that, as well as a couple of other teams from around the area, as well as going to be talking about some bowl games going on yesterday, if I can get that one out right, down in Miami, not New Orleans, down in Miami. They were playing a bowl game yesterday, and it was a really good one between BYU and Memphis, as well as talk about all the NBA teams. All three NBA Lone Star teams were in action last night. I'll tell you the scores, all that more coming up in sports.
Sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too.
Ring bells, sleigh
come
bells.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Ring bells, sleigh
outside
bells.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Ring bells,
you have to be an old person to know this group, probably. It's the New Christy Minstrels.
Ring bells, ring.
Trying to figure who's the oldest New Christy Minstrel, you know?
Let's look at the
show. Yeah. They were, I think Randy Sparks is probably the most famous one there, but I want to say that Kenny Rogers was a member of the New Christy Minstrels for a while, too. Yeah.
Our cheeks
are nice and rosy and complete, cozy are we.
Ring bells, say
we're
bells.
Snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be.
Ring bells, say
let's
bells.
Take that road before us and sing a chorus.
They wore a lot of sweaters, you know. Yeah. They'd sit around this fake... This fake fireplace and all that kind of stuff, like it was a ski lodge and that kind
of
thing. So,
yeah. And by the way, you were right. I believe Kenny Rogers was a member.
Yeah. There we go.
Right again, Scott.
What do you know? Well, you say enough things, some of them are going to be right.
Yeah.
By the way, in Oaxaca, Mexico today, they have a celebration having to do with Christmas, I guess. It's the Feast of the Radishes. Figurines of people and animal are carved out of radishes, sold, and eaten. Okay, I don't know. Radishes, you usually slice up and put in a salad as a filler, right? I mean, isn't that...
That's what I think.
It's not the main course.
Yeah, I mean...
you cut them up for little garnishes.
Yeah, and maybe there are Pinterest people out there who can tell us other things that are done with radishes besides that, but... And I don't know when they started doing this in Mexico, but today is the Feast of the Radishes.
So it's like in one town?
Yeah, Oaxaca. Yeah,
I wonder if they're like that specifically known for
Could well be. Well, you know, as you drive in, maybe, and it would say it in Spanish, so I don't know what it would say, but maybe it says Radish Capital of Mexico
right.
or something like that.
Right.
Wow, those are big radishes.
Oh, how big?
I always picture them like little tiny, like little grape tomatoes or something. No, these are huge, like sweet potatoes.
Oh, well, but if you're going to carve something,
you want them
to be big.
Sure.
You know? Well, it could be that we just, we use a different variety up here because they're about, I don't know, you know, they're about as big as a gumball, right?
These are really cool, though. I mean, they made like a nativity scene. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think every time I've bought radishes, I end up throwing them away because
well, sure.
I haven't used them all up. I mean, it's kind of like a Bic pen, right? It gets thrown away before it's before it's all used.
Or stolen, which doesn't happen with radishes.
No, I don't think it does. I don't know. Most interesting radish recipe. We'll look into that. I know. You're all out there going, when is he going to start asking for Seinfeld people, right? Okay. Next half hour, our last batch of registrations for the Seinfeld tickets because we're going to give them away in the last hour of the show today. Just
need to start giving away Seinfeld tickets.
Yeah. So, and after all, because it is Festivus today, so I think it all works out. Festivus, if you remember, from 1997. We'll talk about that more.
So Festivus for the rest of us.
Exactly, in the next half hour. Salvation Army, see this? It's interesting. Yeah, I rang the bell this year again, and to watch the reaction of people. Some people put money in the red kettle as they're going into the business. Some of them do it on the way out. But very often it is there's the Salvation Army kettle. And they reach into their pocket and you know, either they give the money to their kiddos, which is fun, or they'll take the money that they have, and maybe a dollar, or a lot of them would take their change and put it in their in the kettle.
Right.
All that to say this, and I think that's probably universal, not just here, obviously. Did you hear about Salvation Army in Kansas City?
No.
Where they got a gold tooth. Major Rick Carroll with the Salvation Army said, I don't know if it was intentional or an accident. Maybe the person was keeping it in his or her pocket and it came out with some change. He said, we will hold on to it just in case they want it back. Experts say the dental gold restoration could be worth up to $100 or more, depending on the amount of gold that's actually in there, and obviously what the price of gold is at that time.
Oh, wow.
And but then I went to look and see that this is not even the first gold tooth this year that
they've
got.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Salvation Army volunteers found gold teeth buried in with the nickels and dimes in the Red Kettle in Orlando, Florida. The development officer there, Major Tim Wilford, currently looking into how much the four gold teeth are worth.
Jeez, somebody's not able to eat.
Telling
right
you,
now.
Man, no kidding. Another kettle in Orlando received a Krugerrand. The South African gold coin is valued at $1,266 by today's standards, which is good. Volunteers also found a silver coin worth $17 and a silver bar worth $92. Obviously, it wasn't that 2 gram bar.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That advertiser was given. The mysterious Miami coin has been donated to the Salvation Army for each of the last 9 years in Fort Myers, according to USA Today. The $20 gold Liberty Eagle coin always comes in a small bag with a note that says, in loving memory of Mimi. It's worth $1,300. And a widow in Boston donated her engagement ring for charity this year, a note attached to the ring as well. The ring was worth $1,850.
Oh, so, wow.
There you are. And which reminds me that if you would like to ring the bell, get in touch with the folks here at the Salvation Army, because if they don't have volunteers, they have to pay people to ring the bell, which kind of seems counterproductive. So, you know, if you can spare the time, please do. Coming up later today, the worst films for 2014, at least according to one group.
I've seen some.
Have you? Okay.
Probably.
Now, a Texas couple turned their newborn into a burrito-wrapped what-a-baby for their first photo shoot. Allie Ray, a photographer from Frisco, took the photo of little Basil swaddled in a yellow taquito wrapper and lying in an orange tray surrounded with Bacardi sauce and the iconic Whataburger table tents with numbers of the baby's birthday.
Don't get more Texan than that.
These people got it bad for Whataburger, that's for sure. Ray said that on her Facebook that the parents kind of have a love for Whataburger. The couple decided to have a unique photo shoot. Since Megan craved the popular burger joint throughout the pregnancy, but since the two lived in Iowa during the time, they made a couple of 7-hour road trips to their nearest Whataburger.
My gosh.
Goodness.
Okay, it's a good product at a fair price.
Sure.
But what kind of conversation do you have 2 hours back having gone to the Whataburger?
They couldn't find a friend to meet them halfway?
Yeah. Put it in a cooler, styro deal, and you're good to go.
You fly, we'll buy.
They moved back to Dallas just before giving birth on December the 12th. So,
well, apparently my mom really craved Cheetos whenever she was pregnant with me, so I'm glad she didn't dress me up, you know.
As a Cheeto.
As a Cheeto.
Yeah, and put the cheese stuff all
cheese
over
dust.
You. Yeah, yeah. And back in the day, you know, when Krispy Kreme donuts were not in this part of the country,
right.
we discussed that one morning, And somebody brought us some Krispy Kreme donuts the next week. They had been over in the Southeast. And
that's nice.
Well, it is, but see, I don't know how you resurrect a donut. You know what I'm saying? Because they weren't like the Krispy Kremes because they're usually hot. You know, that's part of the deal. I don't remember what we did, but we did end up eating them. I know.
I don't remember what we did, but we did.
Yeah. In Britain, guns, of course, are outlawed except for the 34-year-old man who attempted to rob a store in Cambridge, England. Apparently couldn't get his hands on a real gub, so he threatened the store staff and said that he would kill them while holding up a photograph. It says here the clerks didn't feel terribly threatened and called police.
Look here, this picture. It's a gun.
Go through this guy's thought process, right? Get in his head. I mean, where in what world did he think I'll show? And what was the gun? We don't even know. I mean, think about how that would work in Texas. Oh, yeah, he'd get drawn down on. Yeah, that's right.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yep, right there!
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax, for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 722. So, I don't know why they're releasing a report in D.C. today, but they are. A new House Republican report set to be released today says the IRS employees subverted the agency's nonpartisan mission to further President Obama's political goals. Oh, it's coming out from the House Oversight Committee, Daryl Issa. Ah, that's it. He's kind of been on the rampage about that. But why release it today? Is it going to get any publicity? I mean, Cypress, Texas, right up the road, the owner of two Houston area restaurants has offered a holiday discount to patrons who give up their cell phones and other electronics while dining.
Oh.
Nice idea.
Yeah.
Gary Sarmiento planned a similar offer on Tuesday evening because it worked so well on Monday, reports a 20% discount if you leave it in the car. He's got an Italian restaurant and a Latin American eatery. It's a Mexican restaurant, right? It's not Latin American. Anyway, for his part, Jerry says that it's Christmas and too many families don't talk to each other. He says the discount is an initiative for people to have real quality time with their families. So cell phones and iPads and other electronics were secured in drawers at the restaurants as the patrons ate. All members of the dining party had to give up their phones and other devices to get the discount.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, you got to sleep for 8 hours. Why can't you give it up for an hour and a half just to have a meal?
No, absolutely fair enough. That's a very cool thing. So glad they did that. All right, so the North Korean internet went away. Is that basically right?
Yeah.
I mean,
five people were really upset.
I was going to say, how difficult would that be?
It's not.
Yeah.
Based on the network backbone that they use, it's not very stable or robust.
They tried to send a fax, and it just was too much for it.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I'm glad they, whoever it is, did it, but how difficult was it?
I think all the North Koreans were trying to download the pirated copy of the interview.
Now, they've got, I was seeing that somebody has suggested that Sony has some sort of a streaming process that they can put it up there and, you know, for people who really want to see it.
They're talking about doing that. It would be wise for, I think their service is called Crackle.
Okay.
And that's where it's been rumored that it might end up.
Right.
But I think it would be wise for them to put it on someone else. You know, basically, they've already been attacked once. Let Netflix handle the next cyber attack someone.
Yeah, that would make sense if they did that. Let them take it on. Well, and again, as we discussed yesterday, if they say that it's North Korea, then they have insurance, terrorism insurance, so they could get some protection they wouldn't be able to get. We won't have a Rush update this morning, by the way. So did you see the UFO researcher who was looking at these archival photos from 1971 of the NASA moon mission, Apollo 15? He discovered what he says is evidence of a mysterious craft in the picture seemingly hovering over the lunar horizon. The researcher warned UFO enthusiasts that the apparent sighting could be anything. Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. If you go and look at the picture, I mean, it's not a globe, it's not a sphere.
It's there.
It's got some kind of a shape to it, but the UFO enthusiasts obviously want to say that it's, you know, some sort of an extraterrestrial observer keeping tabs on our fourth trip to the moon. The researcher, who goes by the YouTube name of Street Capel, says, quote, "Dudes, I just uploaded what I believe it's put there to be found. Remember, a UFO is an unidentified flying object, not an alien spacecraft." So a fellow UFO researcher who has a blog called UFO Sightings Daily catalogs a huge number of sightings worldwide and provided somewhat less skeptical views about the origins of whatever that object happens to be in the photo. It apparently was there during the 67 hours that David Scott and James Irwin, the astronauts, were on the lunar surface between July 30th and August 2nd of 1971. "The object does appear to be some kind of a craft," he wrote, "but with a shape unlike anything I have seen before. Sure, it looks like a triangle, but actually it seems more like three large tubular sections that become one. This is probably a drone."
1971?
Yeah, keeping an eye on the Apollo 15 mission. Perhaps out of curiosity, perhaps out of fear.
That was also the year that Alan Shepard hit that golf ball. Maybe he just made it all the way around.
Could be that. And it's, well, I'm thinking, look, they've got a drone. I'm guessing they're not going to be fearful of us if they have a drone that can come out in space and look at us.
Oh, sure, the FAA will shut them right down.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, radio listeners, I've got the Christmas deal of the day for you right here. Two words. Sherry's Berries. These gourmet berries are juicy, decadent, and freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then they're covered in amazing toppings like chopped nuts and chocolate chips. And right now you can get these gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99. Plus, order today and get double the berries for just $10 more. That's a fantastic deal, and these berries are so festive, juicy, and irresistible. They're perfect holiday greetings for friends and family you can't be with this season, or for that amazing party host, your child's teacher, clients. Trust me, if you want to make anyone smile this holiday, these berries are the way to go. Gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99 and double the berries for $10 more. But hurry, Christmas is almost here and this deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter secret code 6767. That's berries.com, secret code 6767.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at CTWP.com.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online at aggielandrealestate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. On the first day of the holiday break at Blinn College, the Board of Trustees have chosen an interim district president. Dr. Ana Guzman was president the last 2 years in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and before that, led San Antonio's Palo Alto Community College for 12 years. Trustees President Douglas Bohart says Guzman was on campus last week, then she and two other finalists went through Skype interviews with the board Monday morning.
Then the board discussed each of these candidates carefully and determined that any could amply fulfill the duties on an interim basis, but that Dr. Guzman, after considering the number of strengths versus weaknesses that the faculty and staff communicated to us during her on-site visit, and those strengths outnumbered weaknesses by 4-to-1 margin.
Guzman will start around January 15th, about 2 weeks before District President Harold Nolte retires. Bohart says the interim will not be considered for a job on a permanent basis, and he hopes to have a search committee selected by the end of next month. While College Station school board members unanimously approved next year's school calendar, changes may be coming in how future schedules are set. During the last board workshop, Jeff Harris noticed friction in the district committee that made the recommendation by a 10-to-8 margin.
What are we going to do if options are put forth that we as a board cannot live with? And I'll tell you, in the DEIC room, it was striking to me how the discussion unfolded, and it was not particularly positive.
Harris called on the board to set more parameters before the calendar is considered for the 2016 and 17 school year.
So that then the variety of calendars that are generated are consistent with what we as a board want to see. I think it will help limit some of the potential antagonism that I saw developing in that meeting.
Like this year, next year's CSISD calendar has fall semester finals before Christmas and the school year ending before the first summer session at Texas A&M. After the holidays, parents dropping off and picking up children from one neighborhood near College Station Middle School will have to deal with new no parking zones. The city council at its last meeting sided with homeowners in the Williams Court subdivision to establish no parking zones near College Station Middle School along Regal Row and Castlebrook Drive. Councilwoman Julie Schultz called on the school district to provide on-campus parking in future projects.
I wondered why the school district doesn't have to do things that we make other people do, like a turn lane or something to where there's a place for them to queue cars and get them off the street. I live right by Rock Prairie Elementary, and they're all over the place. And I feel bad for them because there's no other place for them to go. They have to be able to get their kids.
Council members also called on police to patrol no parking zones around schools a couple days a month. Construction crews are getting closer to finishing the expanded Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the freeway. However, that meant closing the freeway last night and tonight in order to install signs and lettering. TxDOT reports College Station police will provide traffic control as motorists are moved to the frontage roads between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. And motorists in Bryan are advised that one of the entrances to Blinn College off Villa Maria is closed for the next 3 weeks. The intersection of Villa Maria and Joseph is getting new traffic signals and new access is being built to get in and out of the Crestview campus. One of three men initially suspected of a deadly disturbance in Bryan 2 months ago has been arrested on a murder charge. 19-year-old Terrence Johnson Jr. of College Station was arrested Friday following an incident by a Brazos County grand jury. That was 6 days after he was released on bond in another case. Johnson is accused of shooting DeTorian Peterson during a robbery or burglary at Peterson's home October 22nd. Authorities have not said if there will be additional arrests. Gunfire outside a West Bryan convenience store last weekend resulted in no injuries to two women and three children. Witnesses at the Chevron at Highway 21 and William Joel Bryan Parkway gave a vehicle description and license plate number, which was then used to find and then arrest 35-year-old Erasmo Carpio of Bryan for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Carpio is accused of firing one shot at the SUV after it stopped to secure a baby in her car seat. A Bryan man wanted for multiple charges in Brazos and Robertson counties is also accused of leading a DPS trooper on a 13-mile chase last weekend. The Saturday incident began in the parking lot of Wixon Valley convenience store after the driver was pulled over for a bad headlight. The driver and his 13-year-old passenger were out of the car, but both got back in and took off when the officer was running a driver's license check. Speeds exceeded 100 miles per hour on Highway 21 heading into Bryan. The driver, 20-year-old Joshua Lewis, stopped at Sadie Thomas Park and ran off, where he was caught and arrested a short time later. Governor Rick Perry has set a special election for next month to fill the vacant Texas House District 13 seat. Veteran State Representative Lois Kolkhorst vacated the seat after winning a Texas Senate special election earlier this month to replace Comptroller-elect Glenn Hagar. The early voting period begins January 5th. WTAW News Time is 7:36, just about. It's 55 degrees, and this look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Ho, 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 ho. Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top-name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
Here's Chip Davis, founder of Mannheim Steamroller, with today's Christmas Countdown.
And as an amateur astronomer, I've often wondered about the Star of Bethlehem. Astronomers today believe that the star was actually three bright planets, Mars, Venus, and Jupiter. And they're appearing very close to one another. And with computers, we can easily see how the night skies looked at any time in the past. And in 7 BC, the year Christ was probably born, the planetary conjunction happened three times in that year alone. Was that enough to raise the interest of certain wise men in the East, who history records as stargazers too? Whatever it was, we hope that the Christmas star shines bright on you and your family too. I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by Simply Safe, protecting your home, property, and family. Simply Safe.
Good morning. It's 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They're your Lennox family. They'll keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer with Lennox equipment. Give them a call at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here are the numbers.
Considerable cloudiness today. There may be a couple of showers. Temperatures only 50 to 55 through the afternoon. Turning partly cloudy overnight. Lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine develops. Highs will make their way up to about 50 to 55. A clear and cold Christmas Eve in the forecast for the region. Lows will be near 35. Christmas Day will be sunny and bright, with temperatures very close to 60 during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, three local teams brought back some hardware for some state champion football games, and I'll tell you who that is and what the final score was whenever they were playing last week. Also, college bowl game yesterday. It started off with a bang, really ended with a bang, and then even after the game, it ended with a bang. There was, you know, a fight after the final score. I'll tell you all about that. Yeah, just throw it down. As well as some coaching changes. And the NBA last night, all three NBA Lone Star teams were in action. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, here we go.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Johnny Mathis, you know, we tell the story every year because this is the only time we play Johnny Mathis. When he plays concert here at G. Riley White Coliseum, the lights went out. They lost power. And you don't think of him as having a really necessarily a strong voice, but he sang with no amplification.
Really?
For a while after that. It's pretty interesting.
What was the venue again?
At G. Riley White.
Oh,
because that's where Opus was back then.
Yeah. Man, you could hear a mouse in there.
Yeah, it was
the reason it's the Holler House.
It was pretty interesting because, again, you don't think of him as having a strong voice, but he did. He sang for a while. He said, I have to rest my voice because I got a show tomorrow night, and he did that. So there you are. Okay, so we got that. And, you know, today is also Festivus.
I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us. At the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
There you go. It's from Seinfeld back in 1997. Seinfeld, he's coming. All right, here we go. This is the last batch of registrations right now, 695-1620. I need your phone number and your name, 695-1620, for Jerry Seinfeld tickets we'll give away later this morning. You can buy a Festivus pole, by the way. One of the first companies
to do that. Really?
Yeah, it was Wagner Company in Milwaukee were selling Festivus poles, $39.
And if the seats are better than mine, you can turn around and wave to me way up at the top.
Festivus is recognized in the state of Florida, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Festivus poles there are adorned with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cans.
Well, I mean, sitting around and telling others how they disappointed you is kind of like our Christmas party. Really.
Sure, exactly. Well, see, and the deal is, the way that this came about is the writer for that episode of Seinfeld said that is what they did in his family.
Really?
I mean, he grew up with the idea of Festivus, and he decided to plug it in, and it aired in 1997, the week before Christmas. Jerry Seinfeld tells the story that he fought to not have that on. He said that he told Mother Jones Magazine that he fought against the Festivus episode. So, there you are.
Well, it's funny.
See what happens. All right. See if we can give away some tickets here. Well, we're going to do some registration. We definitely will give away tickets. You get to register. Who are you?
Angela Vasquez.
All right, Angela, what's your phone number?
820-0259.
All right, thanks a lot. Hi there. You get to register. Who are you?
Cindy Wilson.
All right, Cindy, what's your phone number?
979-255-0769.
Thanks. Hi there. You get to register. Who are you?
Jack Adams.
All right, Jack, what's your phone number?
219-3400.
All right, five more. Hi there, who's this?
Colette Abbey.
All right, what's your phone number?
324-4786.
Thanks. Four more. Who's this?
Molly Wise.
All right, what's your phone number?
979-587-0306.
Got it. Three more. Who's this?
Brad.
Brad who?
Brad Aaron.
All right, Brad, what's your phone number?
450-2628.
All right, thanks. Two more. Who's this?
Sharon Park.
All right, Sharon, what's your phone number?
255-7666.
Thanks. Last one. Hi, who's this?
Rebecca Bainick.
All right, Rebecca, what's your phone number?
778-0502.
All right, thanks a lot. There you go. That's it. We'll give it away next hour.
Next hour.
What's happening?
You don't have to be present to win, though. I mean, you know, it's not, you don't have to come and stand in the atrium and we'll yell the name out.
Although we could do that.
Well, you know, and we might do that sometime.
Either that or just get everybody together on the floor and then throw the tickets over the side.
There you go. Oh, no, 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 no. You can't do that. That would be unrest. But Well, but the thing is then, though, you have to do something. Then you have to have green participation ribbons for everybody who showed up, you know. Because if you, you know.
Coffee mugs and mouse pads.
Because if like 27 listeners showed up and one person wins and you got 26 people who are not going to be happy about that. So anyway. Police in Germany pulled a man over for drunk driving, so he decided to pass himself off as somebody else. Police say the driver's details seemed to be correct when he told them who he was. Well, until their record showed that the guy matching his description had registered as having a glass eye.
Oh, that glass eye.
Glass light shown in the face soon disproved this, however. His eye, of course, responded to the stimulus, so he wasn't who he said.
I'm assuming this guy knew the other guy that he was throwing under
the bus? I guess so, maybe, and they looked somewhat alike. So
that happens more often than you might know.
What's that?
People naming friends. It's easier to make up a lie about someone you sort of know.
Kind of like I got out of a ticket the other day.
I'm just saying there's a lot of reports that don't make the news.
Yeah, we'll get back to that in a minute, Zach. Okay, so it sounds to me like you have done this before.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's just out there. Oh.
We get what are called probable cause statements.
Yeah.
And the police tell us what happens, and we decide if it's into our news.
Okay. Sometimes it doesn't make the level of the newscast, but it's happening out there.
It is happening.
Okay, I got you. All right, Zach, ticket? You have
I was just joking.
I thought we were going to get one of those.
I threw Patrick under the bus, but me and Patrick really don't look much alike. So.
No.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. With swimming pools, summer camp, and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in shape at a price you can afford. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Christmas is such a delightful time of year, isn't it? The parties, colorful decorations, and music. Everyone seems so cheerful and happy. Well, not everyone. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Studies indicate that Christmas is the most likely time of year for people to suffer depression. That's probably because this holiday, more than any other, is a time of joy, celebration, and family. Yet for many, all that positive emotion only highlights the pain of their loss. It could be the passing of a loved one that's left an emptiness at home, or maybe it's unresolved conflict that separated a family and kept them distant. Whatever the issue, it's a common time of year for people to struggle against isolation and loneliness. I understand that feeling all too well. In my second year as a college student, Christmas was a desperate time for me. Having grown up as an orphan, I had no place to go for the holiday. So while all my friends were enjoying family dinners, I sat alone in a completely empty dorm room with no heat, eating food from a vending machine. During that time, I longed for someone to reach out to me. This Christmas season, there may be someone hurting right around you. Reach out to them. Let them know you care and help them feel connected. Your simple gesture may be just the ray of hope they need during a difficult and lonely time. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, my mind had a case of the Mondays yesterday, and I apologize for that, but I figure while we have some time, I can tell you the Navasota Rattlers brought home the state title.
Shotgun formation, play clock down to six. Take the snap, turn, give it to Ralston. He's going to be stopped. Your Navasota Rattlers are the Class 4A Division I state champions as they stop him well short of the first down. What a game. Navasota is your Class 4A Division I state champions.
Tim Schnettler on the call right there as the Rattlers stopped Argyle in double overtime to clinch the 42-35 victory and their second state title in 3 years. Of course, they weren't the only area team to come home with some hardware last week. Cameron Yeo walloped Mineola 70-40 in the 3A Division I title game to take home their third straight state championship trophy. And Bremond was top dog in 2A Division II, rallying to beat Albany 28-21 for the second state title in their program history. Head to the college game where the BYU Cougars and Memphis Tigers were caught in the middle of a hurricane yesterday at the Miami Beach Bowl.
Second and nine for Stewart and BYU. With time to throw over the middle. Intercepted. It's over.
Memphis's Deshaun Terry intercepted a Christian Stewart pass to clinch a 55-48 double overtime win for the Tigers. And if that didn't provide enough fireworks, there were even more after the game.
Oh my gosh, this is a melee. There are swings, there are coaches, there are players. This thing is a mess. This thing is a mess. There are Memphis players and BYU players tied up. I see BYU players driving punches right now. Memphis players answering. This has gotten ugly and in a hurry.
And fisticuffs occurred right after that final play, and it took several minutes before order was restored. Wouldn't expect the same for today, though, as Marshall and Northern Illinois square off at 5 in the Boca Raton Bowl, and Navy and San Diego State meet up at 8:30 in the Poinsettia Bowl. And in some off-the-field college football news, Colorado State has hired Georgia offensive coordinator Mike Bobo, and yeah, his last name is Bobo, to be the Rams' new head coach. Bobo takes over for Jim McElwain, who left for Florida following a 10-2 regular season. Head out to the basketball court last night where all three NBA Lone Star teams were in action. Down in Houston, James Harden and the Rockets are taking on the Portland Trailblazers.
Harden around a Howard pick, hesitating, goes between the legs, drives on Batum, goes to the left, lays it up and in again. He is unstoppable! Seriously, no one can stop James Harden tonight.
And Beard was in full force as he scored 44 points, 31 of those coming in the first half as the Rockets cruised a 110-95 victory. Down in San Antonio, it was a good old-fashioned shootout in the Alamo City.
Ginobili, he'll drive baseline, flips it back to Green, right corner three, and Green got it. A no-look behind-the-back flip by Manu Ginobili, and Green nails the three-pointer.
The Spurs shot a season-high 64% from the field as they topped the L.A. Clippers 125-118. Tony Parker led San Antonio with 26 points, and Tim Duncan chipped in with 21 points and 12 rebounds. And up in Big D, a young gun was getting it done against the Mavericks.
Dennis dribbling, head of the key jump shot. He's got it. Dennis Schroeder.
He was so cool on that shot. He's got a 20-point night, a new career high, and the Hawks are up by 10.
Second-year man Dennis Schroeder finished with 22 points as Atlanta staved off a late Maverick surge to pull out the 105-102 victory. The Hawks actually led by as many as 24 points in the third quarter. Dallas will look to fare a little bit better tonight when it visits Phoenix at 8 o'clock. In college hoops, Rico Gathers had 16 points and 11 rebounds as number 22 Baylor held on to win 70-66 over Southern University. Meanwhile, 10th-ranked Kansas saw its eight-game winning streak come to an end in a 77-52 upset loss to unranked Temple, and number 25 TCU got it done versus Grambling State 80-39. Last night's NFL game pitted the 11-3 Denver Broncos against the 9-4-1 Cincinnati Bengals.
Manning has the ball. Short drop. Steps up in the pocket. Floats one downfield.
Take it.
Intercepted.
He's got possession. Rolls over. Never loses control.
There's a catch and interception.
Trey Kirkpatrick with his second interception here in the fourth quarter.
Peyton Manning was not on his A game, but the Bengals D were. Manning actually threw four interceptions as Cincinnati propelled itself to a 37-28 win. Jeremy Hill sparked the Cincinnati offense with 147 yards on 22 carries as the Bengals clinched a playoff spot. They'll square off with the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday night for the AFC North title. Meanwhile, Peyton Manning and company had already clinched the AFC West. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The 2014 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 100 different categories. Everything from the best bakery to family entertainment. Celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000. Pick up your free copy at Casa Rodriguez, Village Foods, the College Station Kettle, and many other places around town. Or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Like saving money? We like saving you money. Let's get together for an amazing year-end sale on every new Chevrolet at Tom Light Chevrolet. Why wait until after Christmas? At Tom Light, we're offering our best today like we do all year. Save thousands on our best-selling Silverado Crew Cab. Unwrap the season's low payment on the new Chevy Cruiser Malibu. Many qualify for zero down and no payments until after the new year. So you can treat yourself to a new car for Christmas, and we'll include 2 years scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. If you're caught up in the holiday rush, save time and money by shopping with us online at tomlight.com. Once you see our year-end specials, you won't want to shop anywhere else. No waiting, big year-end discounts, and choose from the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley. Now you can drive home for the holidays in a new Tom Light Chevrolet. Don't miss the year-end event at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So we've finished the registration. We'll give away the Seinfeld tickets in the next hour. Flying somewhere over the holidays, new data released by the U.S. Department of Transportation shows which airlines have the highest probabilities of either losing or damaging your checked bag. The study covered bags for people over the first 9 months of 2014. As far as the top six that either damage or lose bags. American is in at number 6, Southwest in at number 5, SkyWest number 4, AirTran number 3, ExpressJet number 2, and Envoy Air is number 1. Now, even at Envoy Air, that's 9 bags lost or damaged per 1,000. Okay, American is at 3.8. I mean, it's a lot of bags. You know, they handle a lot of baggage. So from that standpoint, you know, that's not a... not a very big number. All right, so you ready to feel old? These are things that turn 20 Things that turned 20 in the year 2015, okay?
Oh, no.
Yes. The Macarena will be 20.